Come on, Estelle. Just a little further. There you are again, my love. The last piece of the puzzle. I am sorry, but I need to stuff you in my bag for now while I clean up here. Merde! The guards. But I need to... change of plans. Time to go. That was too close. The master will not be happy about this. Jeepers, I'm back. And guess what I have? What? No, I didn't alert the guards. How would you know? It's a squirrel thing? But you're dead. Or were. And here I was, picking some nuts for you while I was out, trying to be nice. Well, I don't think you deserve them now. Fine. Here, you play with those. I have work to do. Now, where did I put it? Ah, there it is. What else do I need? For cloves of death wheat. Two bat wings. One wolf fang. Six spider legs. That's what the book says. Six. Don't ask me. And last but not least, blood. Yes, it's their blood. Don't ask how I got it. I said don't ask. If you must know, leeches. It wasn't easy either. Et tu, Eru? Tatoua, this is going to work. It has to.
Shana Sadmar Siara Nagiwa Snal Sidmar Siara Nagiwa Sadmar Rajdich Vran Nagiwa Siara Snas Miat Miawir
It's alive! Not now, Jeepers. I'm having a moment. It what? Oh no. Oh no, but why? I followed the spell exactly. Look, see? Movement. I know it's just the head, but you're alive. I mean, of course you are. See, I told you I could do it, Jeepers. Did you just talk? Say something again, my love. No. Welcome back to the land of the living. You can't feel your hands? Try to move them, please. Nothing. Stop laughing! I can't kill you again, you know. Go back to your nuts or something. I'm so sorry. apparently my spell didn't work. Not exactly, at least. Oui, your body is still dead, but your head is not. Oh, je connais. Wait here. Here it is. Oh, this? It's a halberd I stole from a guard. Still too heavy for me to use day to day, but it works for when I need to. Ah, Dieu merci. I'm so glad I didn't miss. I wasn't really looking, to be honest. Let's put you up here. Bien! Now I can see you without having to look down. Excusez-moi, I did not properly introduce myself. I am Estelle Rousseau, apprentice necromancer, and so much in love with you, Your Highness. Of course I know who you are. Not much goes unnoticed, especially when a royal comes to visit. We're in the sewers beneath Paris. Thankfully, being dead, you didn't notice the smell. I know it's not the glitz and the glam you're used to, but it's home. For me, at least. Oh, and this is Jeepers. An undead squirrel, oui. He was my advancement project last year. The other apprentices chose to resurrect wolves or bears, but Jeepers was just too cute. Much like yourself. Unfortunately, I did not realize he was alone until after I revived him. Whatever you do, don't look him in the eyes. Your beautiful eyes are still squishy, and his claws are sharp. But that is where you are wrong, mon ami. The master is away. I made certain of that myself. I think he has gone on business, visiting an old friend or enemy. Je ne sais pas. He wasn't paying attention. But so long as a certain squirrel remains quiet, he'll never know. Who is the master? Only the strongest necromancer who has ever lived. It is said that he is so powerful that even death cannot stop him. I am very privileged to be under his tutelage. He is extremely selective in who he decides to train, that only those willing to make the ultimate sacrifice in his name are brought back as necromancers. Well, yes, technically I was dead. As if my pale skin and blue eyes weren't a dead giveaway. How did I die? That's an easy one. The master killed me. Oh, how did you die? I killed you. Oh, calmez-vous, mon amour. You weren't noticing me otherwise. And I was outside your bedroom watching you sleep. I watched you bathe. I even prepared your food. But of course, you wouldn't notice a lowly servant girl. Nor would you notice arachnid venom in your soup until it was already in your veins, choking your heart. Quite ingenious, no? A murderer? I am no murderer. If anything, I am a savior. You are now immune to aging. Illness and even sleep. More importantly, though, I saved you from that. That. Yes, that. Shh. It's all right. Once I learn all of the master's secrets from his tomb, I'll kill them and raise them as our personal servants. Right now, I do not possess the knowledge to command the undead, but I can't imagine it's all that hard. After all, the master has an entourage of skeletal warriors at his command. Of course, I'm going to return it before the master returns. I never thought of that. I'm still working this out in my head, all right? The master will leave again? Possibly. And when he does, I steal the book back. Actually, there might be something in the master's library to help fix this. You worry too much, mon ami. In the meantime, why don't you two get to know each other while I'm gone? Just teach them how to speak Squirrel. Anyway, don't go anywhere, my love. I will return with a solution. Hopefully. Au revoir.